The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome to Man in Line on Manx Radio. It's an open line today, so your chance to have your say on whatever's ringing your bell. Call 66 13 68. Text or WhatsApp on 166 177. Email studio at manxradio.com. And lots of messages to get through. We didn't quite get to yesterday, so we'll do that. Just one thing I want to bring up, first of all, it's Baby Loss Awareness Week this week, from the 9th to the 15th, and there's a starlight walk planned for parents tomorrow evening at the Roundhouse in Braddon. Obviously, a tragic, awful time for any parents if they lose a baby. So you're invited to go along. Just give some support to either wear blue or pink this week to show support. So there are events tomorrow at the Roundhouse Starlight Walk from 7 till 9. On Monday at St. Thomas Church, Star Service at 7. And on Tuesday, a little piece of hope, having a candle service on Douglas Prom at 7 o'clock. It is Baby Loss Awareness Week this week. Any thoughts? What about this idea about a new private medical facility on the Isle of Man? Well, it has to be said, Manx Care haven't exactly had their running shoes on getting the private patients ward, the private patients unit at Nobles Hospital. It was closed, I think, during COVID, wasn't it? And has yet to open, even though presumably that would have been a profit centre within there, because obviously there are many thousands of people who have private health cover as part of their terms and conditions with their salaries. But Nobles Hospital hasn't kind of got their act together to get it. So somebody else is going to try and build one, apparently. They've submitted a planning application on Victoria Road for a 15-bed hospital. Any thoughts on that or anything else, really? Robert's on first today. Hello, Robert.
Hi, how you doing?
Terrific.
What's a profit centre to begin with?
Sorry, what's a what?
A profit centre. You just mentioned profit centre.
A profit is something that makes money.
Is it really? Hello?
Yes, a profit centre makes profit.
Right. Right. Okay, fair enough. And that's in healthcare, is it?
Yeah, anyway, what did you call it for, Robert?
All right, it's Stoptober was engaged and what have you, for giving up the cigarettes and stuff like that. I've actually got a cold, so I'd appreciate a few prayers. But anyway, a bit more... You know, Stoptober, the thing itself is more about giving up cigarettes. I've tried to get in touch with Quit For You on three or four occasions, and they just haven't got back in touch with me. So I think the conversation has stopped there, really, don't you?
What did you do? Did you go and see them or call them?
I saw them once, but I mean, I was with a nurse at the time, and it was kind of like more official. But I wanted to get some patches and try and relieve myself and get off the addiction of nicotine,
right,
which is quite...
Well, you can give them a call anytime you want, Robert, anytime, 642-404. Try it.
I don't think you get through.
642-404.
Well, I tried on the past, and I don't think I got through. I think it was just an answer machine. So I don't think that's how the department works at the moment. And it's Stoptober, so I'm just wondering how best to angle that, really.
Have you tried before?
Your filter. I have, yeah. I've sent them an email as well, and they just
haven't
got back.
No, Robert, have you tried to stop smoking?
Oh, yeah. I had Keel and Barry, which is you lose use of your bottom half of your body for 6 weeks or 8 weeks. And I was in hospital. And the funny thing was, Joey came round. He said, look, do you really want a cigarette? Because I can give you one if you really want one. I was like, oh, I'm so bored, I might as well be. And I got back on them after 8 weeks.
Right. Well, apparently, Robert, they're not very good for you. Did you know that?
They're very bad. They're very bad. They're not helpful at all. And I've got bronchi-stop at the moment because I've got a bad chest. Something that may have contributed to it a bit as well. You can get bronchi-stop on Superdrug. They deliver them as well, so it helps with the bad karma with the coughs and things like that around this
Well, we wish everybody well, and we wish you very well in stopping cigarettes, stopping smoking before the end of October. First of all, you'll become a complete profit centre, Robert, because you won't be... How much are cigarettes now? £15 a packet, aren't they?
Will they give it away, though? That's the question.
£15 a packet? For cigarettes?
I think they are, and it's £21, £22 for a pack of 30 gram Marlboro. So it's calling it in a bit, isn't it, really? It's
£21 for a packet of cigarettes?
Is it JP Players, the people who are behind it?
Wow.
JP Players, I think the people are behind it, to be honest with you.
Behind
they
what?
They make a lot of money, and it comes up from Africa as well. It's not the usual stuff they usually get from Germany and stuff like that.
Right.
It comes up from Africa. So it's quite... Yeah, the mole on it is quite intense, so, you know, you're getting quite a big hit, and if you use one of those menthol filters,
right.
it's a big head shock, so, you know, best to leave it for a bit, you know.
All right, well, we wish you well, Robert, thanks for calling today. So, it is Stoptober. If you're looking to stop smoking, the Isle of Man Stop Smoking Service is urging smokers across the Isle of Man to join millions of others who quit smoking successfully. If you stop smoking for 28 days, apparently you're 5 times more likely to stop for good. So the Stoptober theme is Let's Quit Smoking Together, and emphasises the power of support in helping people stop smoking permanently. If you don't smoke, this may all sound a bit superfluous to you and perhaps a bit flippant. But if you do smoke and you're finding it difficult to stop smoking, there's nothing flippant about it. Of course, it's the health, your health, that you're talking about. So the public health are offering weekly drop-in sessions if you want to quit or if you need support, along with any workplace initiative, providing a 7-week on-site program for 10 or more smokers who are ready to quit if that's in a workplace. So the telephone number again is 642404. Try it and tell me if it's okay. Or you can email quitsmoking@gov.im. Quitsmoking, all lowercase, all one word, at gov.im. And if you want to get more details or book an appointment online, gov.im/quitsmoking, if you can. Which brings me on to the thing that was supposed to G people along out of smoking, and that is vaping. But what's happened? It's now become a way for young people to get into smoking. A smoking and vaping survey finds most residents on the Isle of Man back some sort of restrictions. The majority of Isle of Man residents support stricter rules on smoking and vaping, particularly measures to prevent young people taking up the habit. Now, again, vaping is something that, you know, if you don't do it or you just see people blowing out these clouds of strawberry-flavoured smoke, again, that may seem a bit flippant. But to many parents on the Isle of Man, it's a living nightmare. As many parents have youngsters who vape. Nothing to do with the parents, whether it's school or whatever, peer pressure, whatever it is. There are lots of young people on the Isle of Man vaping. So how do we stop that? I mean, that's not what vaping was supposed to be. It was supposed to, you know, the kind of recidivist adults out of smoking to a healthy life. And yet, for some reason, whether or not it's because vapes are popcorn flavoured or raspberry or gooseberry, whatever they are, it's very trendy amongst younger people to vape. And really, to be quite honest, it's doing nobody any good. It's certainly not doing youngsters any good because of the damage it can do to lungs. And who knows what some of these vapes actually have in them. So if you've got any thoughts on this, smoking or vaping, then do get in touch. 40 years, a heavy smoker with gum disease. Dentist asked me to stop, so I did for a year. I just simply stopped buying cigarettes. And that is 603. Thank you, 603. Some more messages in concerning this. Cigarettes are £15 a packet. 75p each, 12 bob, sorry, 15 bob for a cigarette. Can you imagine that? 15 bob for a cigarette. And that's Stan. I packed up in the year 2000. I did smoke up to between 20 and 40 a day. Never had one since. It was just hard, cold turkey, says 103. That's three packets a day. 60 a day. And do you remember when, I mean, if you could kind of close your eyes, not if you're driving, but close your eyes and remember 30, 40 years ago, everybody smoked. Everybody smoked. Do you remember going into any pub, restaurant as well? People would smoke. There'd always be the guy next to you was smoking cigars or a pipe. Now, it's just the tiny few people who smoke and vape. Boots stock nicotine patches. Get yourself down there and get some, says 795. And I don't think we should discourage vaping. In fact, we should encourage all smoking. It's a way out of the pension black hole. Smokers are the ultimate taxpayer, says Keith. Well, that is black humour, but it is true. Smokers paid an absolute fortune in tobacco tax. Cigarette smokers, cigar smokers, pipe smokers all paid a fortune and then conveniently died. Let's face it. Heart attacks, stroke, cancer. They died young. Now, a lot of people, probably most people, aren't smoking. And that's the issue. It is the issue. More people are living longer who will draw down on the pension pot. It's not funny, but that's what's happening. And that's really one of the conundrums that we have to sort out. People in their millions aren't smoking anymore. So all that tax that used to be collected isn't being collected, and people are living longer and drawing their pension longer. It's great. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's fantastic that people are living longer and longer and longer. But it costs. I think regarding vaping, how much duty or tax is collected by the Alabang government for vaping products? I suspect why they're not banned to under 21, says Andy. Is there a tax on vaping? I don't know, because you can get these things through the post, can't you? What happens to your body after 7 days without smoking? They say if you can quit for a week, you're on the way. If you can quit for a month, well, you're really on the way. Okay, your heart rate and blood pressure start to drop back to normal. Carbon monoxide in your blood's cut in half. Oxygen levels start returning to normal. Your lungs start clearing. Mucus and debris from smoking start to disappear. Your sense of taste and smell improve. Food starts to taste stronger and fresher. Breathing becomes easier as your bronchial tubes start to relax, energy levels start to rise, and nicotine, after 7 days, nicotine's out of your system. If you stay off for a week, the nicotine will go. And nicotine is a poison. It is a poison. Your circulation improves, your skin looks healthier, you might even start to notice fewer coughing fits in the morning. Even a week without cigarettes is a huge first step, says the doctor. Your body begins repairing itself almost immediately. And the one thing to also remember is that smoking scars your lungs. It damages your lungs. Cigarettes aren't full of vitamins. They're dangerous. I mean, let's face it. When people all used to smoke, smoking was a great social asset, wasn't it? And many people actually enjoyed smoking. It was a very social thing to do when everybody smoked. Pass the fags round. Everybody have a cigarette. You want one of mine? I'll have one of yours. That's all gone now. That bit of society has gone. And from it, far few scarred lungs. So anyway, have a think about it. For Stoptober. Here's Nick with us now. Hello, Nick.
Hi, good afternoon, Andy. How are you?
You're very well, thanks. What's on your mind, Nick?
Oh, the whole baking thing. I think, I don't know why, I don't think we should be really worried too much about vaping. I think if it's getting people off cigarettes, I think that's a good thing. I used to be a smoker, and 3 years ago I quit, and I quit because I vaped. And now I still vape, occasionally. I don't quite vape as much as I used to, but I still do. And what bothers me is that we seem so concerned about children vaping, yet there's a plethora of other things that we should be concerned about when it comes to children, and nobody really gives that a mention. I mean, we're talking all the energy drinks that they drink, which are trendy as well. We're talking all the highly processed foods that are fed to children. Foods that you see, if you look at the ingredients on the back of any packet of food that you buy in the shops, something that is should have like 3 ingredients has 50. Now we wonder why that is. It's got to last. It's got shelf life. This and that and the other. But that's damaging to all our health, not only just children's, but there's also the fact that children are staring at screens for hours and hours and hours a day. They're stuck in this virtual world where they're not getting any of the emotional support that they would get if they weren't stuck on their screens and they weren't isolating in their rooms playing games or whatever. So there's a lot of other things that are far more important. And when it comes to the vaping, what's the difference between vaping and having a cup of coffee? I mean, a cup of tea, except for the smell. You can smell coffee, you know, it's a pleasant smell. I don't think vaping smells bad. Sure, it smells like strawberry or blueberry or popcorn, you said, but if you're walking down Strand Street and you smell that, I'd rather smell that than diesel exhaust from a bad catalytic converter. Rather smell that than someone's body odor is in front of me. I'd rather be served by somebody who doesn't have bad breath
had a vape. But Nick, do you know what's in it? Is there nicotine in your vape?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can choose to have nicotine strengths in your vape, or you can have none. I mean, you don't have to have nicotine in there. I mean, it's there's a choice there. I mean, if I wanted to, which I don't want to, actually, I don't want to quit vaping. I enjoy it. So I could wean myself down to zero nicotine and have no reason to vape. But I like having a coffee and a vape. It's just like I used to have a fag, you know, and it's far less harmful. Far less harmful, and there people are worried about this popcorn lung or whatever. There's a lot of stuff that's unproven, and nobody knows what it does to you yet. Yeah. But as far as I know, vaping is a vegetable glycol and a flavoring and nicotine, and that's it compared to the 5,000 or so chemicals in processed tobacco. So I think children should be. I mean 12-year-olds, but I mean. Of age 16 to 18 should be allowed to have that little bit of, you know, enjoyment. Why not? I think it's almost petty that we're worrying about it. It really, they could be smoking normal fags, which if they can afford it, which I don't know how anybody can afford it these days, judging by the prices you've quoted. But if I digress a little bit, plenty of people stock up on, baccy from abroad and have it brought over.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's the duty on it isn't really a big deal because people get it from, you know, it'll be literally smuggled, you know.
Nick, how old were you when you started smoking?
I was 16. It was 1986.
All right. And do you remember?
And I smoked for 35 years.
Why did you start smoking? Was it friends? Was it relatives? What was it?
It was school, friends, and, you know, in the 80s, a lot of people smoked. And, you know, it's just one of those things. Both my parents smoked, and when I was growing up, I absolutely hated it. We would go on long holidays in America, long drives, with the air conditioning on in the car, and the windows rolled up, and both my parents blazing it up, and it was absolutely horrendous. And I never thought I would smoke. But you know what? I'm easily influenced. I did. And I carried on. I was a trooper.
Okay.
You know, because you have to work to smoke, don't you? If you had one fag and thought, oh my God, this is horrible, you wouldn't have one again. But you've got peer pressure, and you want to fit in. I think it's still today things are like, you know, it's like that for kids today still. I mean, they want to be part of the gang. They want to look good and cool, and it's just it's a rebellious thing as well. Okay. No one's gonna. Tell me I can't do that. You know, they're going to get vapes. They're going to get alcohol. They're going to get tobacco. It's nothing's changed from 30 years ago. It's just that less people smoke.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
That's my opinion.
All right. Good to hear from you. Okay. Thanks for calling
today.
We appreciate that. Government, says Gary, has failed to bring in residency controls, which I recall last being mentioned when people were moving here during the COVID pandemic. New workers are obviously bringing dependents here, so the demand for on services will increase exponentially. The now UK residents are supposedly buying up property to escape the UK government. The new residents are probably retirees, this is Gary's opinion, as there aren't the new jobs for workers to sell up and then move here. Again, the demand on services will increase exponentially. The private ward was supposed to be opening soon. The last two times, Theresa Cope was on Man in Line. Yeah, we did ask. Now a private hospital is proposed, but no comment is made by government as they're moving towards private healthcare. I believe this is the reason there's no concern on the part of government about increasing demand for services. This is a story about, well, somebody's put in planning permission for a hospital, a private hospital, a 15-bed hospital, which will be on Victoria Road in Douglas. Any thoughts on that? Dave is with us now. Hello, Dave.
Hiya. I was just phoning about this smoking thing.
Yeah.
I'm 78, and I've smoked for 60-odd years. And I started one day, I went up the stairs, and I just could not get my breath. It felt like I was drowning. I was terrified. Anyway, I went to the hospital and that, and I thought, the wife, she's so angry with me all the time because I smoke. So I went to the hospital and I come home and I ended up seeing the doctor. And they advised me to go to Quit For You, which I did. And they put me on a course of medications and that,
yeah,
on the National Health. And I thought, if I don't do it now, I'm wasting their money, I'm wasting my time. The wife's getting annoyed with me. And believe it or not, with having like a mentor there, the lady I saw,
yeah,
Susan, I went every week. And I went just before Christmas. And that was sort of the worst thing, because over Christmas, everybody's smoking around, you know. And, but I didn't do it anyway. I think I went for about 7 or 8 weeks, and I haven't had a fag since.
Well, that's fantastic. How do you feel?
I feel good. I am improving now. I can get up and down the stairs a bit better, but it was so bad, it terrified me. I think if that had happened 50 years ago to me,
yeah,
going up the stairs like that, it just felt like I was drowning. I went down and I phoned the ambulance. I couldn't even speak properly. How they found me, I don't know, but I couldn't sort of get my address out or anything. And so, you know, and that Quit For You, the lady in there, she was absolutely fantastic. There's no bullying. It's just, you go in there each week, and you blow in the thing. If I had a smoke during that week, I blew 14, like, on the oxygen levels or,
yeah,
whatever it is. And during the week, I thought, I might have just one fag. And I didn't do it. Anyway, I went the next week, and she made me do it again. And I blew 4. So if I'd have had carried on and having a fag,
yeah,
I'd have been caught out, you know.
What sort of thing do they say to you, Dave? How does it work?
It's just like they put you on the medication, and basically it's up to you. But because she, you know, the way she talks to you, she doesn't bully you. You know, you can do it. It takes time. Your first week's now you've done better, Dave. You're doing the second week. You're doing great. You know, it's just that she was such a good mentor for me. And for me, after 60-odd years, I was in the Merchant Navy. And I used to smoke all day long there because the fags were duty-free, you know.
Yeah.
And, I just can't praise her enough. She was brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Good.
And
yeah,
I'd advise anybody, just try it, go to Quit For You. You might have to wait a while because just got on the list, but they took me under a wing straight away, and I'm made up with myself because I know it's a bit late in life now. Like I say, I'm 78, and I've done a lot of damage, and it won't. You can't repair the lungs once they're so damaged. People say you do get improvement. I did cough a lot of muck up, and you know, when I packed it in,
yeah,
that, To this day, I think you're only as good as the next day, really, to be totally honest with you, because every time I go in Tesco's and I pass the tobacco counter, it hits me to go, you know, and I just don't do it. I said, no, come on, you've done all this, but it's still there with you. I suppose it's a bit like being an alcoholic, you know.
Well,
you're only as good as the next...
That's
the
it. No, that's it, Dave. That's fantastic, and that's great. And think of us next time you're tempted to have a cigarette, because everybody's heard your story and you're a great example.
Yeah, cheers now.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
535 texted in just to say 20 cigarettes a day is £15 a day, £105 a week. That's £5,500 a year. Three packets a day, 60 cigarettes a day, £45 a day, £315 a week. £315 a week for fags. £16,500 per year, says 535. Wow. It's come a long way, hasn't it? Oh, Juan's on now. Hello, Juan.
How are you, Andy?
I'm not vaping.
You're not. That's good. I'm too tight to smoke, so I'm all right. I only smoke from the ears. That's the only place I smoke from. I'd say the last two spaces on the 1984 production have been filled. Daphne Kane and Michelle Hayward have stepped in there to fill them because they both love a little bit of drama, don't they? So they'll go all right on that, I think. Yeah, it was just a couple of little things I was seeing this week. You see that article on people in Sweden are getting chips in their hand to identify themselves, and they can buy food with it and using it as an ID.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Scary, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. I mean, this again was a tinfoil hat thing a few years ago, and now people are actually doing this stuff.
Well, James Bond did it in the last film, I think.
Well, there we are. Subliminal programming, I think they call that over the years, Andy, isn't it? And in Albania, an AI-generated minister, an actual bot called Dealer, has become a state minister. It's going to be interesting times, I think. Interesting times. Just a quick note as well. Don't forget that... the vaccine injured thing tonight is at Port Erin. If people want to go, to 6:15 start tonight, if anyone are going to that, to talk about the vaccine injured. And I was just looking at the place where I am at the moment, and they were talking about lowering the beach level and shaving the beach, taking the sand off the beach, healthier for the sand, taking they're going to do a program on these beaches of lowering the sand level so the seawall works better. So people are doing that, which is quite interesting, and I looked up at that. So I'm going to be interested to see how that pans out. I'm going to watch that in the next few weeks and see what they actually do.
Right.
But they say it's healthier for the sand as well, and taking the levels down. And just talking about vaping, and I mean, obviously adults, they have their own, you know, they're old enough to make their own mind up. I think vaping is, they've just swapped to something just as bad. And of course, it's the problem with the kids getting hooked on this stuff. When you look at the side effects of this, I mean, it damages the small passageways to the lungs, causes anxiety, respiration problems, asthma, and leading to sexual dysfunction. So, you know, it has the vape aerosol is seemingly the biggest problem in the lungs. So, again, it's got nicotine in it. So we've just gone from one thing to another, really. And I think
what interests me, Julian, is the fact that, as I say, this was meant to take adults out of smoking. But it seems to be, I mean, like Nick was saying, children have always been subject to peer pressure, and children have always wanted to rebel against what their parents said, you know, don't do that, so you do it. And let's face it, lots of people started smoking when they were 14, 15, let alone 16 years and years ago. But you would have thought nowadays that that we knew better.
Yeah, we're not seem to be getting any smarter. I know my father was quite a heavy smoker, but that came from the war. And obviously there was no help for people coming out of the war when they had trauma. And they all smoked. I think that was the birth of Woodbines, I think. and it carried on from there. It got quite addictive over the years. But we've just swapped another thing out for something just as damaging, which is pretty concerning. And again, let's follow the money trail.
What do you say then, Jude? Because we talked about boxing a couple of weeks ago. I mean, do you ever get young lads or girls turn up to boxing clubs who smoke? And if so, what do you say?
Yes, they do. I've had it over the years, and it's quite funny. You walk down Strand Street and everyone's trying to hide the cigarettes in their palms so you don't see it. So, yeah, you do. You don't get as much now. Kids who are in sport do realise that it does affect their breathing and their lung capacities and stuff. So, that is getting out there, but there's the nucleus of young kids now who rather sit at home on computers and all their life is on Game of Thrones or whatever, and they sit there vaping, and that's the problem. Again, it puts a burden on the National Health Service. Don't know the answer, but
all right,
there
okay.
We go. I'm going to go out and enjoy the sunshine, Andy.
Okay,
take care.
And put your hat on then. Okay. 23 minutes before one it is. It surprises me, says Andy, how many adults vape next to their children and babies, even though the medical risks of passive vaping are only just started to emerge. Speak to respiratory consultants about the damage caused to developing lungs. They'll tell you lungs don't like superheated steam. Also, it's amusing to see a biker get off his Harley Davidson, vape, and disappear in a cloud of strawberry mist, then smell like strawberries. Yeah, it's not a player's plane, it's not a passing cloud. Medical professionals on the Isle of Man have shared concerns over this potential for a new private medical facility on the Isle of Man. It follows the submission of a planning application to transform former offices near Victoria Road in Douglas into a 15-bed hospital. Manx Care says it welcomes any initiative that enhances choice and availability of private healthcare provision on the Isle of Man. While the opening of the private patient unit at Nobles, closed since 2019, is set to be, quote, upcoming. Close quotes. The chair of the Isle of Man Medical Society is Dr. Prakash Tiarugarajan, and a consultant radiologist, Dr. Vanina Fanocchi, wants to see it reopened. That is, the Nobles one wants to see it opened as soon as possible.
We got the infrastructure. We just need to staff it appropriately and start it. And this is something that was closed in 2019, ostensibly for refurbishment. And now we are in 2025. Obviously, we can't help but wonder whether intentionally or unintentionally delaying the opening of the private patient unit is making the environment conducive for the for-profit organizations to come and take money away from the island.
You've described it as it risks cherry-picking high-revenue, low-complexity cases. Have we seen examples of that happening overseas, perhaps?
Yes, in many, many places, and we don't need to go that far. Our recovery fund, which was used to procure services from a private for-profit organization, it happened with them as well. They did take away a lot of very low complexity patients and left our colleagues at Nobles to pick up the high complexity patients. Not only that, some of our colleagues are still to date dealing with the complications created by or that occurred as a result of procedures provided by this private company.
Most of all, the concept that we really want to express is that in other jurisdictions, for example, in Jersey, the private healthcare revenue, it's an asset. And mainly is the public, the NHS, that wants to keep hold of that. The revenue that could be made by the private sector, which actually the island has a very big potential of, it should be used by us to implement, improve and expand our NHS facilities.
Any thoughts on this? Well, with the private patients unit at Nobles said to be upcoming, we wait, we watch and we'll see.
Find a hidden gem in the Isle of Man, the Abbey Restaurant Balasala. This old country house offers a relaxed and sophisticated atmosphere where you can wind down with unique and interesting fresh food and drinks. From dinner with fine wines to tea and exquisite cakes. Enjoy our fantastic lunch menu with fresh specials or join us for afternoon tea and dinner. To book, click the abbey.im, find the Abbey on Facebook or call 822-393.
Q-Plus is much more than a plumbing and heating trade counter. Come and explore the largest bathroom showroom on the island, where we're always updating our displays and stocking the latest bathroom designs and trends to make sure we have just what you're looking for. Visit Q-Plus on Snugborough Trading Estate or find us on Facebook to see some fabulous bathroom inspiration.
As a long-established firm, Mann Benham offer a comprehensive range of legal services assisting individuals and businesses, from sole traders to the island's largest employers. Mann Benham have built up a reputation for giving a fast, efficient, cost-effective service with a personal edge. From buying and selling property to drawing up leases, employment matters, contracts and more. Call Mann Benham for your free consultation on 639 350.
Mann Benham, here for you.
Invincible, the new single by Aster, is out now. Available on Amazon, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Deezer and YouTube. All download proceeds will be donated to children's mental health charities.
Are you a small charity here on the Isle of Man? Are you looking for volunteers, hoping to raise awareness and chasing those crucial pounds and pennies to support your work? Well, Manx Radio can help. You could be our next 1-3 Charity of the Week. With daily on-air coverage, podcast and social media promotion, we can help support you and those you help. Just email the numbers 123@manxradio.com and listen out for the feature each weekday between 1 and 3pm. The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
17 minutes before one, it is Thursday lunchtime on the Isle of Man and Julian's with us now. Hi, Julian.
Hi, Andy. How you doing?
Very well, thanks. Yeah, good. You don't vape, do you, Julian?
No, I don't. Never smoked or done any of that. By the way, you've heard the correction. It was 6:15 this evening at Tyrosian in Port Erin on the left opposite the fire station. So for the vaccine injury listening event.
Okay.
So get that one straight. I'm not telling anyone what to do, but people probably have to have a look at a study if they want informed consent about vaping. This is out of the Department of Chemistry at Portland State University. It's in the New England Journal of Medicine. What they're concerned about is, even though there are less things in it, what is the jury's out, and a lot of scientists are jumping up and down saying that this is not good, is the heating of the e-liquids. It's basically you're heating propylene glycol and glycerol. And the problem with that is it reacts with gaseous to make a formaldehyde, which is basically embalming fluid. And one of the guys, he's James Pankow, who's professor of chemistry and engineering at the University of Portland. He's saying a 15 times possible increase in the risk of lung cancer from formaldehyde. So even though the other stuff has diminished, there's a new one which is coming out of the heating of the e-fluids, the e-liquid. So, you know, people can carry on if they want, but perhaps have a look at that study and just make a judgment for themselves. It just may be better not to smoke at all, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, and the thing, what I can't get my head around is the fact that it's become very trendy for young people to do it. Now, I understand, you know, 30, 40 years ago, and many more, lots of young people smoked because film stars smoked, and you saw film stars smoking all the time. Now, you never see it in films now because it's all generated by AI, and you certainly never see people smoking on television like you used to do. So I just wonder where young people have got this from. Is it computer games, or I just wonder where it's come from, if it's not coming from mass media.
Yeah, and you know, attractive flavors and things, you know, because you can get like strawberry and all kinds of different ones. Yeah. So you haven't got the that strong flavor that perhaps you would have had, and you don't tend to get it in your fingers and things like that. However, it just seems that there is a new problem with embalming fluid coming out in the lungs, namely formaldehyde, various what they say are hidden types of it. And it's basically a reaction of the gaseous formaldehyde with propylene glycol and the glycerol in that e-liquid. So it's kind of funny, you know, you move one thing out of the way, but then something else pops up. But they say there is a clear...
Yeah, if the left hand doesn't get you, the right hand does.
Yeah, I think it's just good to have informed consent. You know, if you walk into a vape shop and say, I'd like a vape, and you ask them, are you aware of any problems? They probably won't, quote from the Department of Chemistry at Portland State University, if you know what I mean. So,
okay. All right. Thanks for talking today.
Thanks, Andy.
Good to hear from you. Thanks for that, Julian. I got a note in, by the way, from Paul Kemp, Inspector Kemp at Police Headquarters. They were listening to the programme and we were talking about armed police. So they just, I got a note in from Paul who just said, if you don't mind, just this is about the discussion about armed policing. And Paul, this is what Paul wrote to me. He just said, an anonymous caller made comment about their perception of the need for armed police and stated that they've been deployed to the government conference last month. And you recall there was a guy called Steve, he texted in his view and told about the distinction of officers that are armed but out on general patrol and officers that are deployed to an armed incident. So two different things. So an officer that's armed but just on general patrol and an officer who is deployed to an armed incident, which requires a tactical firearms commander at the rank of inspector to do so. So there was no armed deployment to the government conference, but a visible patrol was made by an officer who was armed. Okay, to reiterate, not deployed in an armed capacity, but just was there and had a firearm. The said officer could have been on foot patrol anywhere on the Isle of Man or attending a road accident collision, as they do, or any number of matters, whilst being armed. The Isle of Man Constabulary has always had an armed capability, says Paul, and we haven't increased the number of trained officers. However, up until recently, this was an on-call capacity with a 48-minute response to serious incident. And just to expand on the reference to the chief, because I said when Russ Foster came on, he was talking about protecting the staff. And he said, in reference to the chief constable prioritising the protection of staff, first and foremost, the protection is of the public, which reducing a response of 48 minutes goes some way to do. Chief Constable's also got obligations under the Health and Safety at Work Act 1974 to provide a safe system of work for officers. So there we are. Thank you, Paul. Thanks for clearing that up. The distinction between somebody who is on patrol and who is armed and somebody who is deployed in an armed capacity. Okay, those are the two things. Understand? Good.
EVF, fueling the island and fueling you. With a great range of fresh foods and everyday essentials at our filling stations. And always great offers too. Ellen Vannin Fuels.
This old house needed new windows. This old house needed a new door. And with DPM Conservatories, we got all that and more. Now our bills are lower and the house is warmer too. We're cleaner and we're greener since we swapped our old for new. Stunning A-plus rated replacement windows and doors, expertly fitted by DPM Conservatories. Phone 612-333 or find them on Facebook and swap your old for new.
You've worked hard all morning in IT, doing computery things, or in retail, assisting ungrateful customers, or doing whatever it is you lovely people do. But now, it's lunchtime, and you, my friend, deserve something special from Smash and Fry. Take your lunch to a new level with our delicious pizzas, fried chicken, smash burgers, and milkshakes. Lunchtime is your time. Visit Smash and Fry, Duke Street, Douglas. You deserve it.
Jump on Groundwell Glen Railway's family-friendly, not-so-scary, hop-to May train this October 25th or 26th and travel to see Ginny the Witch in her lair. Includes train travel, refreshments and a children's gift from Ginny. Booking essential. Visit gtr.org.uk.
The previous message was brought to you by QVH, the island's premier serviced offices and co-working space in the heart of Douglas. Call 639 940 for more information or visit qvhpremieroffice.com.
It's another Radio Caroline North broadcast this weekend, live from our historic radio ship, Ross Revenge. This month, we've tracked down another voice from our offshore days, and this one's not been heard on Caroline for 41 years. Tune in to find out who it is. Our broadcast is sponsored by Turton Tower Woodland Cafe, and it's on Manx Radio, 1368 AM, smart speakers and DAB, straight after Carnaby Street this Saturday. Radio Caroline North.
When the man in line's not on air, call Manx Radio to leave your opinion for broadcast on 682 631.
I used to light up 50 cigarettes a day, says Daphne. For about 25 years, 50 fags a day. What a waste of money. In 1985, a friend who went to work on the same train as me in Australia caught me lighting up and said, for goodness sake, put that damn thing down. So I did, and I haven't smoked since. Yeah, the pressure of friends, you see. My advice is every time a cigarette is craved, put your hands in water. It is impossible to smoke a wet cigarette. Thank you, Daphne. I appreciate that. Juan, I started smoking at primary school in the 1970s and only gave up in 2004 after many attempts. I hate smoking now and I can't understand the vaping thing at all. If I can give up, anybody can. Thank you, Juan, and well done for that. It's not the tobacco itself that's the problem, says Gary. It's the hundreds of chemicals that companies are allowed to add. Over 600 in total, and vapes are no better. I stopped smoking 7 or 8 years ago and switched to vaping instead. Yes, there's nicotine in my vape liquid, but after 30 years of heavy smoking, vaping was the only thing that worked for me. I've never felt better. And Joe says, regarding what Nick was talking about, processed foods are the new addiction. They cause just as many health problems as smoking or alcohol, if not more. Yet heavily processed food and drinks are still the easiest things for anybody to buy with very few regulations. That's probably going to be the next big thing, isn't it? Too much salt and too much sugar. Certainly high concentrations of both in particularly convenience foods. Remember when we didn't have enough, as Ian said, Andy, remember when we didn't have enough money for a packet of fags? So we looked down the back of the settee. Hey, presto, enough for a pack. You'd need a lot of settees now, wouldn't you? A message in that just said, smokers may have paid a lot of tax and died younger, but the poor health associated with smoking, along with reduced income in poorer households, has a wider detrimental impact on society and ends up costing more overall. More smokers are not good for society. And texter 431 said, Andy, my neighbour smoked for 80 years and is still alive at 95. My word. We've got an open line tomorrow, Friday, on Tuesday of next week. Two party leaders are going to be in the studio. Laurie Hooper, MHK, and Joni Farragher, MHK, will be in. The Lib Van and Manx Labour Party leaders will be talking about what it means to lead a party. I mean, bearing in mind that Laurie Hooper's only got one MHK, and that's him in Keys. Joni Farragher has two, herself and Sarah Maltby of the Manx Labour Party. So we'll see. As we run up to the election next year, we'll be talking more and more about this in the future. Most of the 40-odd consultants at Noble get half of their earnings from the private patients who they see at Noble. Is that so? Is that so, 134? So much so that one of the six operating theatres used to do nothing but private patients. The private patients wing at Nobles is mostly for respite care, with a widescreen TV and fresh flowers. Even the food comes from the Nobles kitchens. Private patient care is really where, when you get across to a Bupa hospital, then you see a difference, but not on the Isle of Man. Well, we'll see, won't we, whether what's going to happen. Whether or not this new private patients hospital that's being proposed on Victoria Road actually goes ahead. They put in for planning permission, so we'll see. It always surprises me, says Andy. This is about the one who's smoking next to children. And also, let me see here. Oh, there's a message. Sorry, I missed that one. And this is concerning. Oh, we're back onto the people who talk all the time at the Villa Marina or the Gaiety Theatre. I've tried glaring. I've tried harumphing. I've even tried coughing. Nothing seems to work. Thank you, Colin. How do you stop people talking? On the same subject, Nigel said, well, what about in the tiny cinema inside the Villa Marina? There was a couple on the back row recently who just whispered all the way through. And you know, some people simply can't whisper quietly. Their whispering came over everything, and everybody at one time or another was turning around, glaring at them. And still they carried on. Or maybe they like the attention. Right, that's it. Back tomorrow with an open line. You know how to get in touch, don't you? Out of hours. maninline@manxradio.com or call the answer phone on 682631. That's it. Thanks to Chris on the phones today. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. WINT.